This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side, friends. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have comments, success stories, questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, I'd love to hear what you guys are up to this. Well, it's almost over here in our state, in Colorado. It's probably almost over in a few other states, this whole COVID shelter in place thing. How did you handle it? What did you do? I'd love to hear what you guys think about this whole thing. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase any longevity, we have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, by the way, so we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470. If you want to start a longevity business, make some money in your spare time, make some money while you're sheltering in place, have a part-time gig, have a just part-time source of income or a full-time source of income. A lot of folks are making some pretty significant money helping spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program as well as the longevity products. Call 866-735-2470 for more info or go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and click on the Join the Team link. You can sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team or purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right. Welcome back to The Bright Side. Got Dr. Rick Mars coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's going to talk to us about home health care for your teeth. I've been reading a lot about the importance of gum health, the importance of gum disease as it relates to cardiovascular disease. And we know that cardiovascular disease is a big risk factor for COVID symptomology, cardiovascular disease, kidney disease, as well as immune problems. All of these are point to the fact that we have a lot more control over how our bodies show up in terms of immunity and how our life shows up in terms of reality than we're led to believe. We are the kings of our reality to a large extent. Not everything, but when it comes to how our bodies respond to viruses and the ups and downs that are just endemic of a part of being alive, the vicissitudes of life, we have a lot more control over how our bodies and how our life shows up. Yeah, there's going to be things that happen, but we have some control over how our life will show up to us via perception, via attention. Attention is the magic key right there. Via our attention, we can hack into our neurology, and via our neurology, we hack into everything else. Attention leads to neurology. Neurology leads to life. Neurology being perception, being emotion, being sensation, being experience, being thought, and being the immune system, and being how our body grows, and being how our body deals with the stresses of life. Via our attention, we control our neurology, and via our neurology, we control everything else. Our attention allows us to hack into our nervous system, which then allows us to hack into how our life shows up. Not on the outside, but on the inside. In other words, not in terms of what's happening to us externally, but how we're seeing what happens to us. It doesn't matter what happens to us externally. It's how we perceive what's happening to us. And that's under the rule of, under the control of our neurology. It's regulated by our nervous system. And our nervous system can be hacked into by our attention. In fact, our nervous system is regulated by our attention to. What we pay attention to is what our nervous system will respond to. Now, there are things that we don't know we're paying attention to. Our nervous system is still responding to them. If we're paying attention to something subconsciously, like when you're driving and you don't remember you drove, you were paying attention to the road. Obviously, you were paying attention to the road. You just didn't know it. So even if you pay attention subconsciously, that's going to affect your neurology. Paying attention is your hack, is your portal into your nervous system. Whether it's consciously paying attention or unconsciously paying attention, and this is why it's important to know what you're unconsciously paying attention to. A miserable life is the end result of unconsciously paying attention to things you don't want to be paying attention to. That's what addiction is. That's what depression is. All our misery comes from somehow, nobody wants to be miserable consciously, but somehow unconsciously paying attention to the wrong things. On the other hand, if you pay attention to things consciously, if you pay attention to what you're paying attention to, you'll have so much more control over your life, and you'll have so much more control over how your life shows up, and you'll have the likelihood of having a more successful, content, self-actualized life goes up exponentially if you pay attention to what you're paying attention to. Pay attention to gratitude. Pay attention to your body. How many of us pay attention to our digestive system when we're eating? I guarantee you, you'd be eating a lot less food if you paid attention to your digestive system as you were eating. If we paid attention to our body as we were living our lives, we would act a lot differently. One of the biggest reasons that we do what we do, whether it's addiction or eating the wrong food or hanging out with the wrong people or whatever it is that we do, is because we're not paying attention to the signals from the body. We're not paying attention to our body. We pay far more attention to our thoughts than anything else. We spend our entire day paying attention to our thoughts, watching our thoughts, or thinking our thoughts. Not paying attention to our thoughts, but thinking our thoughts. Now, if we paid attention to our thoughts, we'd be a lot better off. Our attention is on our thoughts, but not in a conscious way, in an unconscious way. But if we start to pay attention to our thoughts, we actually might be horrified. This is why people can't sleep at night, because all of a sudden they're forced to pay attention to their thoughts. Usually we can. This is why people do stuff all day. Are you the type of person that has to keep moving all day, or do you know people who have to keep moving all day? Blaise Pascal, the mathematician philosopher, said all of man's problems can be reduced to him not being able to sit in a room alone by himself. And that's what insomnia is. We can't lay in bed at night by ourselves. When we're by ourselves at night, there's nothing else there. Even if you're sleeping next to somebody, you're by yourself in your head. All those thoughts are still going on during the day. You're just not paying attention to them. Meditation is paying attention. Meditation allows you the opportunity to pay attention to your thoughts, just like sleep does. And that's why people can't meditate, just like they can't sleep. Because all of a sudden, you got all these thoughts. The trick to falling asleep and the trick to meditating is to learn the distinction between thinking your thoughts and watching your thoughts. And it's a very subtle distinction, and it's really hard to explain to somebody who doesn't quite understand it. Thinking your thoughts is not the same as watching your thoughts. And first, figuring out the difference between the two, and then practicing watching your thoughts versus thinking your thoughts is a major power tool, a major tool for having a great life. Being able to disengage from thinking your thoughts and instead watching your thoughts, it will allow you to fall asleep much quicker. It will allow you to meditate much more effectively. And it will allow you to withstand the inevitable disasters and horrible things that happen in a normal life. Remember, suffering, pain is pain, but suffering is in the mind. We can disengage from suffering because when we disengage from our thoughts, our thoughts are in suffering, so we're going to be free. Be free from suffering. If not pain, be free from suffering. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Love to hear from you. Love to hear from you about your thoughts about all the craziness that's going on, the coronavirus craziness that's going on, the government and political craziness that's going on, the vaccine mania that's going on, people screaming for their vaccines. What an ideal situation for drug companies and vaccine manufacturers. We're screaming for drugs and screaming for vaccines. This is absolute insanity. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have comments, questions, success stories, you'd like to share health challenges that you or a loved one may be dealing with, we can help you. 844-236-6010. We have Dr. Rick Mars coming on talking about gum disease and dental health and things that we need to do and things that we can focus on in terms of at-home do-it-yourself. If you're sheltering in place, Dr. Mars is a dentist and the author of The Big Smile, The Principles of Modern Dentistry. We'll talk to Dr. Rick Mars in our next segment. 844-236-6010 is our number. I was going to tell you about this guy that I was talking to last weekend. He's 69 years old, and he had a stent put in. Really super cool guy. He had a stent put in his heart, and he looks great, and he meditates, and he's got a lot of things in his favor, but he had a stent put in his heart, and that means that there's some circulatory problems, and indeed he called me up, talked to me about his heart racing. Excuse me, and of course, what did I tell him? Obviously, you guys know, if you've listened to this program any length of time, you know, that if you have or your heart rate is up or your body is in stress response or stress mode, which is what that means when your heart rate is up like that, when you're in distress in any way, that means it's time to breathe. We're talking about paying attention to parts of the body. Paying attention to the breath will instantly put you into an alpha state. Not instantly, but very, very quickly put you into an alpha state. Within a minute, you can go into an alpha brainwave state. That is a relaxation brainwave state, a relaxing state. Remember, you have four major brainwaves. You've got alpha and theta brainwaves that are associated with relaxation. You've got delta brainwaves, which are associated with deep sleep. And you've got, and I'm being very simplistic here, by the way, and beta brainwaves, which are associated with problem solving, where most of us live, is in the beta state. High blood pressure is a sign of, and in fact, any activated sympathetic nervous system activity means your beta system is an overdrive, which means you want to get yourself into alpha and theta. Alpha is the hypnotic state, the hypnagogic state, they say, the relaxation state, you're suggestible, and theta, actually theta might be hypnagogic, but theta is the state you're in when you just wake up in the morning or right before you wake up in the morning. If you ever had a dream where if you ever had a dream that had something to do with something that was going on in real life but somehow entered into your dream, like somebody was running the vacuum cleaner while you were sleeping and you dreamt of thunder or something like that, that's a sign that you're in theta state. The weird kind of thing that happens before you fall asleep at night, right before you fall asleep, there's like weird, if you're careful and you could watch what happens right before you fall asleep, you'll notice you got some weird thoughts and weird dreams. You can't even put your finger on what those are. That's all the theta state, theta brainwave state. It's associated with the theta brainwave state. Alpha and theta calms the body down, takes it out of beta, and the fastest way to get into alpha theta is by slow, deep, rhythmic breathing, SDR breathing. And not just SDR breathing, paying attention to your SDR breathing. It's not enough to SDR breathe. It's in the paying attention. When you place your attention on the SDR breathing, you activate the neurology of safety, which immediately takes you into alpha and theta. Activating the neurology of safety is the most beautiful, pleasurable, joyful, and healthy state you could possibly be in. When you activate this safety sense, you are perfectly at peace. How does that sound, people? No matter what you watch on the news, and by the way, the news, watching the news is the paying attention to the news, is the fastest way to get out of this sense of peace. Why would anybody want to do that? Help me understand. Why would anybody watch the news? Which isn't news at all, it's olds, because it's always the same stuff. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I don't mean to get on a high horse or be self-righteous here. I'm just trying to point out all these places, these wonderful places. We have power over our lives where we abdicate and we give it up to the authority, the health authorities, the medical authorities, the political authorities. We give all that up. The peace that passeth understanding, as it says in the Bible, is something we have access to at all
all times. At all times. Basically, it's like flipping a switch. The only thing that keeps us from flipping that switch is preconceived beliefs and our addiction to patterns of thought. All right, 844-236-6010. Let's see what Dave in Pennsylvania has to say. Good morning. Welcome to the Bright Side, David.
Good morning, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Awesome. I just want to see what your point of view on. I refuse to follow these CDC guidelines with wearing a mask. I philosophically have an issue with it.
Same here.
And I have, total authority and control over my body. So I do not give my authority to them. But my point of view is, as a pharmacist and a biochemist, your points that maybe I can help enlighten other people as why the mask has really no effect or no help in stopping the spread or protecting you from the virus.
Well, I don't know if I go so far as to say no mask has any benefit from the virus. If you believe that there's a virus, and there's no proof of that, but let's say we go with that, there are masks that can give you antiviral protection, but they're heavy-duty masks. Whether the surgical masks can do that that's unlikely, we'll put it that way, and certainly not bandanas or the cloth things. Right? That's a joke. That's silly. And I think people just like to wear bandanas. And that's the only reason I could think why somebody would wear a bandana, unless they really, really believe that a bandana is going to stop a viral particle or a virus from getting through into your respiratory tract. That's crazy. There are masks that can probably do it, but not. It's unlikely that it's the surgical masks, and it's unlikely that the. It's not unlikely. It's impossible that a bandana will do it. And then there's also the idea of. You know, you have to have it on just right. You know, you have to be completely sealed. And I don't know that everybody who's wearing an effective mask would wear it correctly. And then there's also the issue of you're breathing all that stuff in from the mask. That can't be good for you. And the more airtight the mask is, the more protective the mask is, the worse it gets. So, you know, it's unlikely unless you have the right mask, and then you're going to have a problem with toxicity. Does that help?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for everything you do.
All right. Thank you, David. All right. Let's go. I got one more call here. Let's see if we can get into one more call. What's going on? Who do we got here?
What's going on? It's Cozy.
Oh, man. Good to talk to you, Cozy. I was hoping you would call me. You had a post. We're at the end, though. You had a post today that I was going to ask you about, and so I was thinking about you. What did you post today?
I don't even remember what I posted. But,
yeah, you posted something today or yesterday I wanted to talk to you about, and I forgot what it was. What's going on? We've got about a minute, or even less. We've got about 20 seconds here.
Okay, so basically I wanted to talk about the CDC director said we should get flu shots when we know that two studies came out recently. One study came out from the Department of Defense saying that flu vaccines increase the risk of getting a coronavirus by 36%.
I think I did see
science.
That. I think that's
bad
what I saw
science.
You post. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, call back earlier tomorrow or something so we can talk to you some more, okay?
I will, yes.
Thank you, Cozy.
Take care.
Thank you, buddy. All right, got Rick Mars coming up bottom of the hour. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Stocks are higher in early trading on Wall Street despite the fact the Labor Department has just reported that just over 4.4 million American workers filed first-time claims for benefits last week, bringing the total for the past 5 weeks to over 26 million as the coronavirus pandemic grinds down the economy. Former President Obama says there's no coherent national plan in the battle against the virus, the 44th president making the claim in a tweet yesterday saying the country is still waiting for a strategy. Tornadoes kill at least 6 people in the nation's south yesterday, including in Texas, where one big tornado swept through Polk County.
The wind was blowing so strong, it blew part of my back porch down, and we ran into the bathroom with my chihuahuas.
The south faces a tornado risk again today, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The Small Business Administration says it's had to inform thousands of businesses that have applied for emergency loans about a data breach that may have compromised their private information. That and more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The SBA said nearly 8,000 applicants to its Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program were affected by the breach and were alerted to the event in a letter from the government. Discovered on March 25th, the breach may have allowed other applicants to view Social Security numbers, income amounts, names, addresses, and contact information. An agency spokesperson said they disabled the impacted portion of the website immediately and relaunched the application portal. The SBA said the affected applicants can request a year of free credit monitoring. Economic injury disaster loans, which in the past have been used to aid business owners facing losses from natural disasters, were greatly expanded under the $2.2 trillion CARES Act to cover businesses affected by the coronavirus pandemic. It now offers grants of up to $10,000 in addition to traditional loans. Unlike the Paycheck Protection Program created by the CARES Act, those seeking disaster loans apply directly via the SBA website. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 at brightsideben.com with a search engine. If you miss a program or have a specific subject you'd like to review, brightsideben.com has a search engine as well as the longevity products. And you can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com and pharmacistben.com. And sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team as well off the website. It's got videos and news stories and blog posts and lots of good free health information. Plus, my moments of truth are up at criticalhealthnews.com. Thank you to Jaunty for setting that one up. And then don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. Wound healing and health equals beauty. That was my discovery, and that will be your discovery as well when you check out our Truth treatment products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm excited to have our next guest on. Dr. Rick Mars is a dentist and the author of The Big Smile, The Principles of Modern Dentistry for Dentists and Patients. And we're going to talk a little bit about good dental hygiene in this corona crazy time that we're living in. And then also I want to talk a little bit about gum disease and the immune system as well. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Dr. Rick Mars. Hey, Dr. Rick.
Hey, Ben. How you doing today?
Good to talk to you. Your voice sounds familiar. I don't know if we talked before. We've been talking to some dentists, a lot of dentists, actually, in the last couple of months or so. And there seems to be a kind of thread that runs throughout through underneath what everybody's talking about. And that's the relationship between gum disease, mouth bacteria, oral bacteria, and cardiovascular health. So I want to talk. We'll talk a little bit about Invisalign, and we'll talk a little bit about dental procedures. But can you address that for a little bit and talk about the relationship between dental health and the immune system specifically?
Sure. So you know what we're obviously in these times. Even as dentists, we realize we are not the first thing on everybody's mind right now. Is oh my god, I'm late for my cleaning. Oh my god, I forgot to get that filling done. You know, blah blah blah, all that stuff. Because obviously we have much 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 bigger things to worry about right now. But what everybody forgets about is, yes, the mouth is extremely important. Lots of times it's neglected. Lots of times, oh, it's just my teeth. And then, you know, you don't realize you have a dental issue till you have a dental issue. Mm. And as far as the consequences and the link between the mouth and the rest of the body, you know, for years, dentists have been saying the mouth is the window of the body. You know, years ago in the when we all went through the HIV crisis, lots of times we could see the early signs of HIV in the mouth, believe it or not. So the oral manifestations, what we saw there, were indications of, you know, something that was possibly going wrong. But, you know, as far as gum disease is inflammation, basically. And we know that inflammation is not good in our bodies in any way, shape, or form. So inflammation is, you know, when you have inflamed gums and you have plaque build up in your mouth, that same plaque that builds up in your mouth is the same plaque that builds up on your arteries and veins. It's called a C-reactive protein. And that C-reactive protein causes blockages. So it is linked to heart attack, stroke, diabetes, pancreatic cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, early term birth. And this is, believe it or not, this really raises people's eyebrows, even erectile dysfunction.
So, you know, C-reactive protein?
And when we're blocking arteries and veins and things like that, we're restricting or constricting blood flow. And these are things that can be very, very detrimental. I cannot tell you in my book, I tell a story about my wife had a trainer who came in to see me once, and the trainer was built like an Adonis. I mean, a brick house. This guy was the picture of fitness. He's a trainer, and we diagnosed him with some gum disease, and unfortunately, he didn't follow through with treatment. And about 2 years later, I hear, you won't believe this, guess who had a stroke? And I did believe it, although as shocking as it was, I did believe it because I knew his perio situation. And it doesn't mean that because you have gum disease, you're going to have a stroke, God forbid, but you're putting yourself in a risk category that would be somebody who's a smoker or somebody who's, you know, obese. You're putting yourself in the same risk factors if you're walking around with gum disease. I mean, we see people daily that look great on the outside, that are fit and run and eat good and just don't take care of their mouths. So now, it's a big issue.
Now, a couple things. First of all, did I hear you say C-reactive protein shows up in the mouth?
Shows up in the mouth and shows up on those, you know, that's what causes the plaque on your arteries and veins too, correct?
So C-reactive protein, that doesn't cause the plaque in your teeth though, or that's not related to the plaque?
It doesn't cause the plaque on your teeth, but it's in the plaque on your teeth.
It's in the plaque, so there's actually inflammation going on the tooth.
Correct. We do saliva testing in our office. We work with a company that does saliva testing, and we will measure certain bacteria that's built up in your mouth. And certain bacteria has been linked to certain diseases. So we know if you're high in a certain bacteria, like an extreme level, high levels of bacteria, because there's a lot of bacteria in the mouth that's naturally occurring. But if you're high in certain dangerous bacteria, I mean, we have to go after that mechanically, sometimes with antibiotics and mouth rinses and things to lower those bacteria levels down, because a lot of that bacteria is removed and we'll just start growing back, even with amazing, amazing hygiene at home. So that's why sometimes we have to, you know, attack it chemically also with antibiotics and such.
So bacterial species can be diagnostic of certain health challenges, systemic health challenges?
Yes, absolutely.
How fascinating. That's amazing. How about cancer?
You know, we know that gum disease has shown some links to people who have certain cancers. Like I mentioned, pancreatic cancer, that's one that's, you know, near, and it's very much a part of my life. I lost my mother to pancreatic cancer, and there is a link between gum disease and certain cancers. I don't know specific situations. They might be out there, so I don't want to be misquoted, where certain bacteria has been linked to certain cancers. But I think the bottom line at the end of the day is, you know, we're not going to pinpoint. Any patient at home can't pinpoint, oh, my gosh, I want to get this bacteria down in my mouth. But it's just having optimum oral health. I mean, I can't stress it enough. You know, I've done a lot of radio interviews in the last 5 weeks or so. And there's the thing that I'm stressing to people right now is, you know, I talk to people all the time, and people are making certain decisions of, hey, I'm going to start running now, or I'm going to start eating good now. There's no reason why I can't. I mean, the things that we always have excuses for, those excuses are now out the door, because time is now our friend and not our enemy. And right. This is the time. I mean, especially, you know, people that are going to be quarantined for the next few weeks, go out there and brush after every meal, eat as good as you can, and start flossing once a day. I mean, you do something for 3 weeks in a row, and psychologists tell us those 3 weeks, that's how things become habit. Very, very important that we build those good habits.
Do you think that the majority of people do floss and brush and do the proxy brush deal? Sure, everybody brushes, but flossing and the extra things, do you think the majority of people do that, or the majority of people don't do that?
It's not a question I think. I know
that the majority of
people don't do it. I can't tell you how many times. I mean, we ask our patients. I can't tell you how many times. I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard the joke. When was the last time you flossed? And the patient will look up at you and go, you should know because you were there. You know,
okay.
So we know people just, it's one of those things that if people actually did it, you know, there wouldn't be any gum disease, essentially. There'd be much, much, much less gum disease on this planet if people practice good oral hygiene and flossed on a daily basis and brushed at least twice a day, but ideally three times a day or more. You know, you can overdo it, too. You don't want to overdo it. But you don't want any food building up between your teeth. I mean, think about something. If you catch food between your teeth and you leave it there and it stays there over and over and over, that's like think about bad meat that you'd leave in your car or your garage you forgot about. What would that be like after a day or two, spoiled meat? Well, that's what's going on between your teeth.
Yeah, that's pretty graphic there, Doc. I definitely get a sense of that. But I'm wondering, if the teeth seem like they're really not designed like really well, at least for modern diets. There's all these little nooks and crannies in there. Can you really? Well, we got to take a break. We'll come back. Talking to Dr. Rick Mars. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Dr. Rick Mars, author of The Big Smile, The Principles of Modern Dentistry for Dentists and Patients. So, Doc, you make it sound really easy. All you got to do is just floss and brush, but it seems to me like the teeth have got all these little nooks and crannies, and there's all these little places where food can hide. It seems almost impossible to really take care of your teeth well. Is that not correct, you think? Or, I mean, what's up? I know a lot of people, including myself, who try as hard as they can to do everything right and still end up with cavities or mouth problems.
Well, usually, you know, we always like to have a reason for everything. You know, it's like somebody breaks a tooth and they come and go, why did that happen? Well, you know, I was just eating mashed potatoes. You know, rarely do you have somebody come in and tell you they broke it on an almond or, you know, biting into something that they shouldn't have been into, but occasionally you do. You know, you can absolutely, absolutely take good care of your teeth. And there's things you can do early on in terms of, you know, getting sealants in your teeth, and those take care of the biting surface, nooks and crannies. But if you have gaps in between your teeth, you know, you mentioned Invisalign early on, that's a big part of my practice. Close the gaps up. Take care of the gaps, close them up, and if you can't close them up, you know, orthodontically, then sometimes there's ways you have to do it in terms of crowning teeth or changing the shape of teeth or doing the things you do, but get rid of those open contacts. They can be very, very, very dangerous.
Are there always...
I don't want to say there's no excuse. Look, there's always an excuse. You know, and this is extremely harsh, but a good friend of mine many years ago told me, saying, an excuse is a well-planned lie. You know, so if you don't want to take care of your teeth, you won't take care of your teeth. But, you know, we can tell when somebody comes in really practices great, great home care. I mean, it shows. When you have, there's no, like, somebody comes in and says, I brush two or three times a day and I floss every day properly and I eat great and I do the things I have to do. Those people are not going to walk in and, you know, have a disaster going on in their mouths, what we call a schmutz mouth, okay, where it's just full of plaque and build up and everything like that. They're going to have healthy looking mouths. And, you know, when you don't, it shows. I mean, there are some people that are genetically, you know, it's like the people that can eat all kinds of garbage and don't put on a pound. I mean, yeah, sometimes genetics comes into play and people get lucky, but that's more the exception than the rule.
Can all gaps be closed?
Can all gaps be closed? I would say for the most part, yes, but there are some few exceptions. But I mean, but rarely. I mean, but for the most part, you can close most of the gaps. I mean, if somebody has like a humongous, humongous gap between their two front teeth, I mean, more than likely we can even close those, but rarely. Sometimes there's what we call a, we do something called a bulb analysis, and then we check out the spacing in each arch, how they're divided. And sometimes we can create some space and close some teeth up in one arch and move things around and do what we need to do. But occasionally there's too big a discrepancy, so we're not able to close everything as we need to. So in cases sometimes where the lower teeth are disproportionate to the upper teeth, we sometimes have some difficulty closing every single gap. But that's more the exception than the rule.
What are the worst foods somebody could eat if they have a problem, or if they don't have a problem and they don't want to have a problem? What are like the top three or four or five worst foods for the teeth?
So let's have some fun, okay? Hate to throw it back on you. If you had to guess what's the worst food you could put in your mouth, I'll bet you a dollar, Ben, you won't guess.
Food or drink? Not including drinks, I would say the worst food is dried fruits.
Okay. All right. Well, you do not win the dollar today, Ben. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. What's the worst one?
Most people don't. So here you go. Ready?
Yeah.
But you're very close.
Yeah.
So the worst thing you can put in your mouth, believe it or not, is something like potato chips. It's the number one cavity-causing food. Why?
Well, tell me why.
It gets stuck in between your teeth. And what's a potato chip? It's a potato. And what's a potato? A carbohydrate.
Uh-huh.
Carbohydrate feeds the bacteria that cause cavities. So foods like that are the number one cavity-causing food. So, you know,
worse than dried food.
You may not think about, but those foods, you were spot on when you said drinks, because if you're a big soda drinker and things like that, you're introducing a lot of sugar into your diet. That's absolutely something that's going to increase cavities. But also if you're in a situation where you're, sticky foods, like those dried fruits, same thing. They're carbohydrates. They sit in your teeth. And great, eat them. I'm not even telling you not to have candy or chocolate or things that you need occasionally if you want to treat yourself. I mean, obviously, everything in moderation. But go brush your teeth afterwards. Get it out from in between your teeth and don't let it sit there for, hours and hours and hours and hours eating. Think of it like termites. You know, we just started termite season here in Florida a week ago in the middle of this pandemic. Believe it or not, people are dealing with termites in their houses depending on where they're at. Think of your teeth when you get foods in there like termites. Termites are eating away at your teeth.
All right.
That's the plaque and everything eating away at your teeth and the bacteria eating away at your teeth, causing soft spots and causing cavities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because we're so hardwired for sugar, but our teeth aren't. Our brain is, but our teeth aren't. And we created a culture where it's almost impossible not to avoid that interaction. All foods do. Ketchup has that in it, probably. But you're right. You're right. The sticky stuff, the cookies too, probably, right? You think cookies would be
Obviously, if you learn to read the labels, then you see that what's in those foods, and you'd be surprised that the sugar and the carbohydrates and things like that are in these foods. And when you see what's in these foods, and you know that there's, I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what sticks in between your teeth. You know that.
Right.
Obviously, the foods that don't stick in between your teeth are much, much better. The things that are low in carbohydrates. But at the end of the day, the saving grace is, you have the ability with good oral hygiene to make up for the consumption of those foods that may not be the best for your teeth. You can make it up with good oral hygiene. If you go have, some potato chips, okay, you love potato chips and you have to have potato chips once a day and whatever other nutritional negatives they present to you, but as far as your teeth are concerned, if you go brush your teeth after you eat your potato chips, the damage is going to be minimal. And if you don't have food stuck between your teeth, if you don't have open contacts and things like that you're not addressing, then the damage is going to be minimal.
Are there best foods for the teeth?
Yeah, I think your vitamin-enriched foods are great. Things that are high in calcium and things like that are good for your teeth. They help harden your enamel. So I think things of that nature, if you eat a good balanced diet, high nutritional diet, but just things that are high in calcium are the best things for your teeth.
And then what do you think about fluoride?
I think fluoride's great.
Yeah.
I know there's some naturalists that there's been some studies and things, and I don't know your own personal feeling on it. I know the things that you present on your show. But one of the things that I'm always a big advocate on, whenever you hear, negatives on things, always check those sources.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's people that are very, very negative and there's studies that have shown, but always check the sources. I don't think you're going to see from major universities and bona fide universities anything that backs up that fluoride doesn't cause a reduction in cavities, makes your teeth stronger, there are many, many positive effects of fluoride, and I know there's, you know, has some controversy out there. But I think at the same time that if you check those sources, you know, the problem what we don't do in our society is we hear something, and especially with the Internet today, we hear something and we consider it to be fact. And guess what I saw on television? Guess what I heard on the Internet? And today, obviously, with what's going on with coronavirus, look what we hear one day.
Right.
The next day is totally right. disputed and thrown out. There's a great cure, potential cure, and next thing you know, more people are dying from the cure, and it's not working. Or don't wear masks. Now we have to all wear masks. So what we hear today, always check out the sources. And that's our problem is we don't check out. We don't ask the second question, the third question. Oh, fluoride's, you know, terrible. It's bad for your health. You can die. It's linked to cancer. Okay, who said that exactly? And what are their studies? And just because their first name's doctor, please, please, please don't get fooled by that. And even if they happen to be in the right field, check where the source of that study is. See if it's a major university. See if it's a known institute. See if it's National Institute of Health or CDC or, you know, Harvard University or Emory University or great universities. See the source of those studies. And I think you'd be very surprised when you check out those sources that those studies that show fluoride isn't good for you, they're not very credible sources.
Hey, are you going to, you see patients, right? You're not just an author. You see patients?
No. I'm a wet finger dentist that's dying to go back to work and start seeing
patients.
Okay,
are you going to be concerned about the virus when you're working on people's mouths?
Every single dentist, dental hygienist, dental assistant is concerned about the virus because we work in two things we have working against us. Number one is the close proximity.
Right.
And number two is we create aerosols when we're drilling with our
right.
air spray
right.
and our water spray. And that, you know, there's a lot of controversy about the aerosols right now. So am I concerned? The answer is yes. Am I going to do my job? The answer is yes. Am I going to be smart about how I do my job? The answer is yes, yes, yes. So everybody's concerned, and we're waiting to hear, you know, we can't get PPE right now, personal protective equipment, because we're not deemed essential yet because we're theoretically closed right now, which we are.
Hey, Doc, we're out of time, buddy. I'm sorry. Dr. Rick Mars, dentalcaregroup.net, dentalcaregroup.net. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.